AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0. Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine from Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning into tonight's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. Yes, we are broadcasting live here from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. Listen live. So you can always listen live. If you're riding in your car, you can turn that AM dial and get to us easily. If you want to dial into tonight's show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. We are almost midway into Black History Month. You know, there's been some dialogue as of late about doing away with Black History Month by some of our African American leaders out there. I think that's an interesting concept. I don't necessarily agree with it. I do agree that American history and Black history should be our combined. They're not really separate stories, but I think having months that we celebrate different ethnicities, celebrating women, celebrating men. I think it's June where we focus on men with that has prostate cancers and things like that, and that's not celebratory, but we're pointing out groups to stop and pause and pay attention and respond in some sort of way. So I think that these are not bad things. I don't feel like that they're bad things. We're overshadowed in this country with so many different things going on. I think it's okay to pause, push the pause button and say, hey, let's recognize, you know, we celebrate 4th of July. I think that's a little bit of overkill. Last week or earlier this week, I've been doing so many radio shows. I'm doing an extended Blog Talk radio show of our Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show, extended, where we talk a little bit more. We expand the conversation. And I talked about, I'm kind of watching this series of Black history, a series of Black history documentaries for different things that have gone on, from sports and science to entrepreneurship, Black enterprise, education. And I watched this short documentary. It wasn't very long. It was only 11 minutes. So it's packed. These DVDs are packed with different shorts. They're little shorts. Some are a little longer, but their shorts are 10 minutes, 18 minutes, 5 minutes, and just giving you history from Civil War through today or our present time. And one of the shorts, called The Negro in Industry, caught my attention, and I thought I'd take a look at it. Now, they have this dated 1965, but this documentary was really shot a lot earlier than 1965, that talks about Black enterprise in the 1800s and 1900s, early 1900s. And it was so funny watching it, because we don't see, when I grew up, I don't know if you remember the Marlboro Man rode on the horse selling cigarettes. It was the cigarette commercial. And in this documentary, the African-American men, Black men sitting at the table, sitting at a desk, actually an office area, and everyone had a cigarette. Everyone was smoking. And so this was actually one of the sponsors for the Chesterfield cigarettes. I don't even remember the Chesterfield cigarettes, but it was really interesting watching it. Liggett and Myers company, and it was produced by G.H. Glucksman. So there was this conversation happening between these black businessmen, C.C. Spalding, and if you know C.C. Spalding in North Carolina, I think there's an elementary school now named after him, president of the the North Carolina Mutual Life Insurance. Insurance was a big deal. During that time, there was a lot going on there. I was really impressed with the amount of black enterprise that was happening during a time that was very, very difficult for the black, let alone being an entrepreneur during this time. And so this conversation between C.C. Spalding, Claude Barnett was the founder and director of the Associated Negro Press. And then we had Horace Sutter, who was a member of the National Business League. And at that time, it was the National Negro Business League. And it was later renamed the National Business League. And they talked about black enterprise at that time. There was 14 black-owned banks at that time, $33 million in assets and resources. Something was going on here. And as I was inspired and very interested in the accomplishments, the growth of black businesses and enterprising themselves, I'm looking today and I wonder, and I said this on my blog talk show, I wonder, have we lost something throughout the years? Have we lost a little bit of our enterprising edge somewhere along the way? And that if these great men stood here today, what would they say to us? Would they be disappointed? What would they inspire us? How would they inspire us today? And so I wonder often what that would look like. So I think today, in the last year, we have had a lot of conversations on what's going on in the black communities. What's not going on? What's going on in terms of a black life mattering? We're having those conversations. We're having conversations. Is it popular right now to be a black in America? There's different views on that. And I'm not even sure if popular is really the right word. But I do know that I know, and I think you would agree with me, many of you out there, that change is imminent. And change does not have to be a negative, a bad thing. This is a country that is diversified. This country was built on immigrants. I mentioned this on a previous episode of this show, that the only immigrants really that are in this country are our indigenous Indians. Everyone else came from somewhere else. And so I think that the immigration conversation has to be expanded upon. It concerns me And I don't want to get into a deep dive on people coming to this country whose motives are not right. We've got people in this country who were born in this country. Their motives are not right. You got people that are going to be criminals. That's just part of humanity. You're not gonna go back in history or the beginning of time and not find someone who has a propensity to be a criminal. But everyone's not a criminal. all blacks are not drug dealers. That is an overblown story that we see in media. Drug dealers and gangbangers. That is just not the reality. But that is what we've been portrayed as repeatedly, even in our black films. It concerns me. But enterprising and going in the direction that this country is going, and I think is a good thing. There has to be a boiling point where you say, okay, there has to be a change. Black Americans spend $1.4 trillion in this country. By 2024, it's said to be, it'll be about $1.8 trillion. That means that's spending power of the black community, which means that as a woman of color, I want to see diverse corporations, Fortune 1000 companies. But I not only do I want to see that, I want to see black people, black enterprisers, black entrepreneurs build up to a Fortune 500 company or Fortune 1000 companies. And so we have to start that process. I think that there's a responsibility with us in this community. I've got to go to a commercial break. When I come back, more on Black history, Black enterprise. We'll talk about Black Dollar Index, AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area Business and Finance.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the music. Okay, so we're back. A little distracted here, a little technical difficulties, but we are back and live. We're talking, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Black Enterprise. I was talking a little bit about the Black Enterprise of 1800s and 1900s and the conversation that was taking place between C.C. Spalding, Horace Setter, and Claude Barnett being the director of the Associated Negro Press, the founder of the Associated Negro Press at that time. And then Horace Setter, who was a member of the National Negro Business League, or now the National Business League, which the name has changed. And it was Booker T. Washington, actually, who founded that league. So has something changed? Have we gotten away from some of really developing ourselves in the African American community as enterprising, entrepreneurial business professionals? I wonder about it. So what I want to talk about now is what's new. Let's fast forward to 2020. That in the 1800s, 1900s, a lot of enterprising going on. And I mentioned 14 banks, $33 million in assets at the time. That's, wow, under conditions that were totally different than what we're experiencing today. And a lot of challenges that we do not necessarily deal with today, although we're still dealing with inequities and racial biases and things like that. But still, at the end of the day, they had it harder. They had it harder. And so we're standing on their shoulders of entrepreneurs of the 1800s, early 1900s. There is a new index that you may have heard about. MSN Money did an interview with regards to the Black Dollar Index. I'm excited about it. Their rating system is 0 to 100. And really the goal of the Black Dollar Index, and I'm going to share a little bit of their story, and I am going to see if I could get the founder on. A group of last year, due to the pandemic, a group of Black professionals that span across healthcare, consumer packaged goods, media, finance, politics, consulting, came together to form the Black Dollar Initiative. And as a result, the Black Dollar Index was born. So this is very, very new. And what is this initiative about? This is their mission. It's a two-part mission. Corporate social responsibility, hold corporations accountable for serving Black employees, consumers, and communities. And number two, affect the bottom line. Empower Black consumers by leveraging corporate transparency to help make informed purchasing decisions. And I think this is absolutely fantastic. And if you want to go out to the website, you can go out to blackdollarindex.com and you can do some of the research out there as well. But I want to look at the ratings. Well, let me tell you a little bit about their methodology and how they're coming up with their ratings. They're quantitative and qualitative. So 80% of the score is quantitative. 20% of the score is qualitative. And they've got different measuring objectives. And you can go on the website, like the percentage quantitative, the percentage of Black employees, percentage of Black leadership on the team, percentage of Black management, percentage of Black board of directors, percentage of Black CEOs, and that's a yes or a no. The workforce data is measured, this quantitative part is measured against the 13.4% Black population in the United States from the 2019 census. And that the qualitative is limiting in their yes and no scoring on that, but they're scoring no negative racial claims in the last 5 years, no significant investment in Black initiatives in the last 5 years, supplier diversity programs, whether or not they have them, yes or no, diversity and inclusion initiatives, whether they have them, yes or no. So that's the methodology that is being measured. The BDI factors, if you will. And so when you go to the ratings, this is a game changer. This is a game changer. And it's a game changer because when you go out and look at this as and a person of color, as you begin to, and maybe others, I'm saying this as a Black woman, as an African-American woman, saying, okay, when I look at, and you see this list of companies, publicly traded companies, and they're going to continue to add to this list. We're going to see whether or not we can get one of the founders, the initial founder, on air with us before Black History Month ends. But if not, we will look at we'll look at it at a different time. But I want to be able to have this conversation on air with one of the founders. So, but when you go out, this index is 0 to 100. Now, when you click on any one of these companies, and they tell you the ratings here, you see 9 and 18 and 20 for different companies. Airbnb is 31. Albertson has a rating of 45. But to be approved as a company, an organization that is integrating, and I would say a company that the African American consumer is going to start making different choices, because the not yet approved range is 0 to 70. So if your score as a corporation is 0 to 7, and the Black Dollar Index does not have all the companies on here, and like I said, they're going to continue to add as they do their research and get the information available to us. Fair is 71 to 80. And now I'm thinking 71 to 80, maybe I'll have to now do some additional research to determine whether or not I am going to do that business with that organization. Good is 81 to 90, and great is 91 to 100. So I'm going to be looking at scoring from 81 to 100. Range. And for example, American Express, I like American Express overall. I like American Express because they have the Shop Small every year after Thanksgiving. There's a Saturday Shop Small. And so they are constantly connecting you to that small business owner. And American Express has 11% of Blacks in corporate leadership, 6% executive senior level, 21% board of directors, 13% Black employees overall. The CEO is non-Black. They do have a supply diversity program, and they have a thumbs up on no knowledge of negative racial claims in the last 5 years. They have a diversity inclusion program. And when we come back, we're going to find out how much money they are committing to Black communities. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Nice. I love it. We're talking about the Black Dollar Index. And before we went to the commercial break, I was talking about American Express and what the Black Dollar Index says about American Express. And their score is 82. So they have just gone over that threshold of being fair. 80 is that top number for being fair. And good category is 81 to 90. And the American Express has a $1 billion action plan to promote racial, ethnic, and gender equity for colleagues, customers, and communities. So I like that they are investing in these different areas within the community. So that's a good thing. So let's look at another rating. I only have a few minutes in this segment. Let's look at one. Let's look at Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett. His BDI rating is 8. And I like Warren Buffett, but he has some work to do. And so 0% corporate leadership, Black workforce. This is a Black workforce representation. Non-Black CEO, of course. 0% corporate leadership. Unknown executive senior level. Unknown 0% board of directors. It's not unknown. Unknown percentage of Black employees within the Berkshire Hathaway organization. So not yet approved. He's at an 8. So not known for supplier diversity program. Thumbs down on no negative racial claims in the last 5 years. No known diversity and inclusion initiative. The Gecko gave $321,000 to National Urban League in 2019. So that's a good thing. But there's some work that has to be done there. I like Warren Buffett, but let's work on that. What's interesting is Adidas. Adidas is a market. Their BDI is a 9. And Adidas and Reebok. And we know that within the Black community, sports is a big deal. Sneakers are a big deal. And I'm so surprised that they ranked at a number at a 9. And I understand Beyonce is getting ready to some big promotion with them. I think I'm going to have to reach out to her people and say, hey, check out the Black Dollar Index. And there needs to be, Adidas needs to be doing more here. So 0% corporate leadership, unknown executive senior level, no board of directors. Thumbs down, head of HR stepped down after claims she enabled racial discrimination. 2020. That's in 2020. That's like yesterday. But they are saying they will invest $20 million in Black communities over the next 4 years. So, and the number of Blacks in the voice, unknown. I got to go to a commercial break. I'm being pushed out. When we come back, a little bit more on how to expand Black enterprise. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I really, really enjoy this segment because it is, it's the hope section. It's the dream section. It is where we remind you as small business owners or aspiring small business owners, entrepreneurs, that there is a space for you. We have developed, myself and my team, we have developed digital resources that give the small business owner a voice. You are thought leaders, and I am very proud to have the Small Business Concierge magazine, the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media, that we launched this particular company mid last year as a result of COVID. The Small Business Concierge magazine is part of Business on the Edge's product. So we are folding all of that in. We are keeping Business on the Edge in terms of a brand, but we are going to dissolve that company and fold everything into the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. So all of the different types of mediums that we have for small businesses to gain access. Sometimes you hear me interviewing different businesses in this section. Sometimes I carry over my conversation from the previous segments, depending on the topic. But this segment, at the end of the day, is for you, for small business owners from all backgrounds, and opportunities to come on air with me and talk about what you have going on, what's new with you, and what's new for the Small Business Concierge. We have been working weeks with our web hosting company that develops our website. We've got a couple of different companies that we have to work between. And we finally have the new revision of the website up. We have a refreshed Small Business Concierge website. Please go check it out. We're still doing some tweaks, so you'll see some other updates and changes coming along. We're refreshing content and all kinds of things as we need to, but it looks totally awesome, totally awesome. You can connect with us at 888-MY-SBC-30 if you want to get connected to any of our resources, connected with me, connected with the radio shows, connected with the magazine, and all of our resources, actually, like the magazine, you can get connected with right on the landing page. So we have a little widget there, and that you can see all of the magazines from our widget, or you can go out to issue.com and get connected. We have our most recent magazine out there, and we're publishing additional information in the magazine. And remember that our magazine is a digital magazine, so we've made it flexible. We continue to add articles. We continue to add members to our membership section. And so it's not one of those magazines that it's just done once we publish it. That's just not how we're doing it. We're doing it differently. We've extended magazines. So you'll see there's a couple of magazines that we have an extended version of it. And it reminds me back, again, I love these stories when I was growing up. For those who remember albums, when you played albums, I have an old, cool little record player here in my office. And when we played records, and we used to talk about the extended play. So you had the 45, and then you had an extended play. You had your albums. And so that's kind of what the Concierge magazine is that we have extended versions because there was more information to add. And because of the timing and what was going on, we extended the magazine. So go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Let me know what you think about it. Again, we're going to be adding some additional images and pictures and things like that until it's tweaked to a place that I were tweaking. That's the word, we're tweaking. But I love it. And we've got more pages that will come live. At the bottom part, we have subscribed to our concierge membership. And you'll see the different sections of the magazine that we're going to provide you with more information. The Small Business Science Lab, the Young Entrepreneurs 2.0, STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics, Women in Small Business, Bridging the Gap, and the Bottom Line. Bridging the Gap is that section where we talk about difficult things that are happening. And the magazine is holistic. It is not just about business. It's about fitness. It's about health. It's about mentors. It's about, when you get to Bridging the Gap, we're going to talk about religion. We're going to talk about the LGBT community workplace or whatever that section is to talk about tough topics. Women in small business is to talk about women professionals, women in business, women being at the table, and so on. Our young entrepreneurs, we need to encourage them. We need to inspire them. The bottom line, let's talk about money, finances, insurance, retirement, all of these different types of subject matters. And then the Small Business Science Lab is where you put on that science lab coat and you learn. That's where you are going to learn information about how to run and operate a business. But you can find almost any type of article in any one of our given magazines. You're going to find recipes because why? You're not just a business owner. You got to eat. So a lot of good stuff there. Go out there and check it out. We're adding more to it, but it's a beautiful site. Our company did a fantastic job. I'm very happy with it. Let me shift gears here. Speaking of small businesses, I've got something new that I'm working on or will be working on and participating with the Northern California Small Business Development Center, NorCal SBDC. And they have something called the Inclusivity Project, and it's really going to launch next week. But I've been given permission to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag, not to keep it a secret. Chris Horton, who will be managing this project here in the Bay Area, just a phenomenal finance business leader, influencer, and here in the Bay Area, African-American, who's also part of the Northern California SBDC network and the SBDC Small Business Development Center Finance Center. If you are not connected with your SBDCs or scores throughout the country, you should get connected with them and work with them, because they can help you get to places that you have not been able to get to typically. But the Inclusivity Project is about bringing $100 million to Black-owned businesses to either start up or to expand. 1,000 Black entrepreneurial businesses plus will be mentored for a lifetime, and then 100 plus entrepreneurs to become business owners for the first time. We're building back. We lost 41% of Black-owned businesses during COVID, 32% of Hispanic businesses, 60% of businesses overall throughout the United States. I got to go to a commercial break. Thank you for tuning in to this segment. I love it, love it, love it. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Mark Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We are at the bottom of our hour. It just seems to go so fast. Nice come in. So just in a wrap up, the Inclusivity Project, Northern California SBDC, NorCal FDC partnered in this program. It is, now this partnership, these are not the only strategic partners, but these are the partners that overseeing this project, Northern California SBDC funding and supporting. The additional partnerships and relationships this is fantastic. If you are a, or if you're thinking about starting a business as an African American, go out and sign up for this, to be a part of this project. The technical assistance is free. There's no cost to you in this. Get the support. If you are already in business, an existing business, go out and sign up to be a part of it. If you are an SBDC client, it will not impact your being able to interact with your current advisor. But I would recommend you going out. This is addressing institutional and systemic barriers to Black entrepreneurship, building Black-owned businesses in the United States or in Northern California under this particular program. And so if you go to the About Us page or About, you'll learn more about it. And I am honored to say that I am part of the team in this program. So I am very excited. And so if you go out, you will see the teams out here. You'll see Chris Horton, who is, again, the Inclusivity Project visionary. The CEO of NorCal FDC is part of it. Margaret Jackson is part of an Inclusivity Project advisor. And Monique Hector, Inclusivity Project advisor. And Antoinette Spillers, Inclusivity Project advisor. And Vanita Lee Tatum, Inclusivity Project advisor. So there's support out here. And again, this program is launching next week. Sign up. You can sign up now and get more information. There's frequently asked questions. This is absolutely phenomenal. I tip my hat to Northern California SBDC Executive Director Kristen Johnson, who has had the wherewithal to support such a project under her leadership and guidance. And so I'm very, very thrilled that this opportunity is here. And again, let me just share some of the other partners, premier partners. We've got the Village Radio Talk Show out here, Black Small Business Association of California. You've got Ford Minority Dealers Association, 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley, San Jose Black Chamber of Commerce, Grammy winner producer Bruce Wayne. And that is not Batman, that's Grammy winning producer Bruce Wayne, and that's with two N's. Bridgeway Financial Services, Union Los Angeles, Blue Water Credit, supporting partners, Black Cultural Zone, Bay Area Black Markets, SCORE, NAACP, San Jose Silicon Valley chapter. They have been on my show here. So excited. National Urban League, and so on. So you can go out and see all of the partners out there. I just named a few of them. And if you want more information, you can also call 833-ASK-SBDC for more details, or you can go out to theinclusivityproject.com and sign up and get your business moving in the right direction. I love this $100 million that support to expand in or for startup businesses, startup or expansion of capital to expand your business. I think that's fantastic. And remember, lifetime business mentorship to over 1,000 Black entrepreneurs and small business owners. It's just phenomenal. So Black enterprise is on the rise. I think it's fantastic. We are better together as a country, unity. We are stronger and better together, unified. Anytime you're divided, I don't care what you're in, you're divided, that house will break down and fall at some point. So we need to stand together, and we need to be a country unified, and we need our small businesses to bounce back. We need to build back those 41% of businesses that were lost, African-American businesses that were lost. And we had 2.6 million businesses, so that's almost half of those businesses. That's a lot of businesses gone. So do your homework. Get connected. Stay informed. Be supportive the different minority races that are in this country that we need to build together. And we need to remember that the United States of America is built on immigration and migration, and worlds are built on migration. Look at your history. Let's look at ancient history and migrators and movers. So be good to someone. Have a great Valentine's weekend. Enjoy the holiday. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220, KDOW Business of the Edge, Business and Finance.